It's easy to see why Brisbane shines as Australia's lifestyle capital and one of the best places in the world to visit in this edition of Living in Brisbane. In the city, the popular Brisbane City Markets have expanded into the Queen Street Mall, and the two new restaurants have now opened on the spectacular Kangaroo Point Bridge. There's more to see and do in Brisbane suburbs too. Read about our plans to transform Oxley Creek Common into another world-class lifestyle and leisure destination. Stay up to date with the latest in roadworks, Brisbane Metro, and plans for our iconic Story Bridge. All this and more in Brisbane City Council's March Living in Brisbane Live.
Hi, this is Lord Mayor Adrian Schrinner. 2025 is a massive year for better transport in Brisbane. As one of Australia's fastest growing cities, better public transport is critical to easing congestion and keeping Brisbane moving. That's why we've launched the first permanent Brisbane Metro services, with more on the way. And we're rolling out a new bus network that will deliver an additional 160,000 services to our suburbs each year. That's the biggest evolution of Brisbane's bus network in generations. And importantly, it will provide more services to where they're needed more often.
Severe weather can strike at any time. Here are some things you can do to be prepared. Registering for the free Brisbane Severe Weather Alerts. Understand your flood risk by using our free flood information online tool. Clean gutters and downpipes and trim overhanging branches. Make an emergency evacuation plan and prepare an emergency kit with supplies for 3 days. Secure loose items in your yard. Follow relevant organisations' social media channels for updates. And create an emergency contact number list with SES, an electrician, and insurance companies. For more information, search Be Prepared on brisbane.qld.gov.au.
Autumn is the perfect time to explore and discover the unique charms of Brisbane suburbs. From the eye-catching street art and trendy restaurants and bars in Fish Lane to the laid-back atmosphere of Manly Village, there's something for everyone. New precincts like Howard Smith Wharves and popular favourites like Paddington and Rosalie Village have helped shape Brisbane's incredible lifestyle. Our suburban renewal program will develop more thriving lifestyle precincts and create new opportunities for places like Wynnum and Stones Corner. This is part of our commitment to create more to see and do in the suburbs. Visit Council's website for more information.
During school holidays, more than 400,000 Brisbane residents stayed cool in a council pool, saving more than $1 million thanks to our $2 Summer Dips initiative. The most visited pools included Sandgate Aquatic Centre, Newmarket Olympic Swimming Pool, Yeronga Park Memorial Swimming Pool and Musgrave Park Swimming Centre.
The much-loved Brisbane City Markets have expanded into Queen Street Mall, with up to 10 new vendors at the top of the mall every Wednesday. The pop-up space hosts new food trucks and market stalls, providing more for workers, residents and visitors to see and do. The market expansion brings new life to the corridor between the CBD and South Bank, providing a better experience for residents and visitors. It's a win for local retailers and will help attract more people to Queen Street Mall, one of Queensland's most popular pedestrian malls.
We're working with the Queensland Government to transform the 120-hectare Oxley Creek Common at Rocklea into another world-class lifestyle and leisure destination. The plans include elevating the site into a birdwatching location, creating an educational city farm and a public park with farm-themed playgrounds, a dog park, outdoor fitness equipment, shaded lawns and picnic shelters. We can't wait to see this parkland come to life to create more to see and do in our suburbs.
It's not just stunning views being served up at Kangaroo Point Bridge. The bridge's above water restaurant and bar and Riverside Cafe are now open. Stilts will serve up locally sourced steak and seafood with panoramic views from above the Brisbane River. Located at the CBD Landing Plaza, Mulga Bill's Cafe will also offer up coffee, pastries, mouthwatering wood-fried pizzas and grab-and-go food that you can take into the nearby City Botanic Gardens. More than 750,000 trips have already been taken over the Kangaroo Point Bridge since it opened last year, making it not just a must-do destination, but a critical transport connection that will help keep Brisbane moving for generations to come.
You can now donate to the Lord Mayor's Charitable Trust by putting recyclable drink containers in three new bins in Queen Street Mall. To donate, scan the barcode of your container and place it in the bin. 10 cents per item will be donated to the Trust to help care for Brisbane's community.
Travelling on the Brisbane River is easier than ever with the latest upgrade to our Cross River ferry services. There are more than twice the number of Kitty Cat services between Dockside and Sydney Street, Holman Street and Riverside, and Maritime Museum and QUT Gardens Point. Council also recently upgraded the Mowbray Park ferry terminal to increase capacity, improve lighting and safety, and create better accessibility for you while waiting for a ferry. To learn more about our ferry services, visit Council's website and plan your journey using Translink's Journey Planner tool.
While Council works hard to keep an eye on our roads and fix potholes, you can also help keep our roads safe. In wetter months of the year, potholes form because vehicle tyres push water into the asphalt and cause it to break apart. Keep our roads safe and report potholes as soon as possible by calling our 24/7 contact centre on 3403 8888, logging a job on Council's website, or sending an SMS to 0429 234 948. This helps us prioritise jobs and send our crews where help is needed most. We inspect urgent potholes and make them safe within 24 hours, while routine jobs are inspected within 7 days, and most are made safe when we are on site.
Footy legend Darren Lockyer is the first Brisbane icon to have a metro named after him and was even one of the first to board our new M2 service between the University of Queensland and the Royal Brisbane and Women's Hospital. This is just the first stage, with more services to come online later this year to keep Brisbane moving. In the meantime, make sure you keep an eye out for Brisbane icons on our metros when they're travelling along our busways.
Council has recently finished upgrade works on a 1.3-kilometre stretch of Beams Road between Lacey Road and Balcarra Avenue at Castledine. The upgrades will ease congestion and make it easier for you to get around sooner and safer. As part of the works, we replaced the roundabout at Dorville Road with a signalised intersection, enhancing safety for drivers and pedestrians. We also upgraded bus stops, improved underground utilities and drainage, and built new shared paths for pedestrians and cyclists along Beams Road. This will improve safety and travel times for the 20,000 people who use Beams Road to travel through our growing northern suburbs each day. We are currently planning the next stage of the upgrade between Castle Grove Avenue and Hanford Road, where we'll widen the road to 4 lanes and build a pedestrian underpass at Cabbage Tree Creek. The project was jointly funded by the Australian Government.
The Story Bridge is one of Australia's most iconic landmarks. We've assembled a team of infrastructure experts to put together a detailed roadmap to ensure the Story Bridge can serve Brisbane for future generations. While a major restoration of the Story Bridge will require a team effort, it will preserve one of the country's most recognisable landmarks and help keep Brisbane moving for years to come.
We recently announced 7 groups and 5 solo artists as the 2025 finalists in our popular music development program, The Cube Effect. Since 2015, the program has supported 269 young Brisbane musicians develop skills and industry networks to grow their careers. For more information, search The Cube Effect, that's Q-U-B-E, on brisbane.qld.gov.au.
Make the most of the April school holidays with exciting free activities at Victoria Park, including fun-filled events for the whole family at Brisbane's biggest Easter weekend from the 18th to the 21st of April. For adventure seekers, the Urban Pump Track provides 260 metres of thrilling two-wheel action. Bring a picnic and enjoy the relaxing open spaces of Spring Hill Common. Visit brisbane.qld.gov.au and search Victoria Park to learn more.
We're opening up 3 new trial community recycling hub locations at Chermside Library, Downfall Creek Bushland Centre and Karawatha Forest Discovery Centre. These hubs accept hard-to-recycle items like blister packs, small e-waste, cosmetic packaging, X-rays, CDs and DVDs, and mobile phones. This initiative is just one of the many ways we're helping our residents recycle more. Visit Council's website to learn what hard-to-recycle items are accepted at each of our community recycling hub locations.
You've been listening to Brisbane City Council's Living in Brisbane Live. For more information about any of these stories or how we're making Brisbane even better, visit brisbane.qld.gov.au or call Council's Contact Centre, which is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on 3403 8888. Thanks for listening and have a great day living in Brisbane.